This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
Welcome to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21, and today it's going to be a favourite group of mine called The Fump, and they're a funny rap musical group. Erk met them in when he was on his American tour, and he bought back some of their CDs, and he picked a song on there and said, "Mum, I'm sure you're going to love this to put on Judy's Blast from the past." And it's called Getting Old Sucks, and I play it now quite a bit on my Blast from the Past, and also some of my listeners out there, they love this song and they can really relate to it. So Devo, thanks for letting me play your song on my Blast from the Past show, and so I'd like to pay you back now by playing some of your songs that I've selected from your CDs on Podsafe Music Network. And I thought these songs today are quite appropriate to do with computers and things like that. So I'd like to take the first song out today with a song called You Might Be a Trekkie. And I'm sure there's a lot of Trekkie fans out there. And this is by the great Luke Ski.
So here's a little piece I did way back in the day. We're up in the north. I got to go down south for this. So, how y'all doing tonight out there? Make some noise! Here, come out! Yeah, all right. Now, how many people out there are Star Trek fans tonight? Okay, I wouldn't exactly consider myself to be a Trekker or a Trekkie. Now, a lot of people ask me, what exactly is the difference between a Trekker and a Trekkie? Well, best I can tell, a Trekker is a Star Trek fan. And a Trekkie is someone who insists that you should be calling them a Trekker. So, I don't know. You'll be telling that to your friends tomorrow, I guarantee it. Now, but the problem is, nowadays, it ain't just about Star Trek. Hell no, we got not only Star Trek, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise, but we also got Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Attack of the Clones, The Phantom Menace, Lost in Space, Babylon 5, Hercules, Xena, Toy Collecting, Farscape, Tripping the Rift. Hell, it's Fandelirium out there. So, you know, we got all these people out there walking around, and, you know, they just don't know if they're a Trekkie or not. So, I came up with a little list here to help them out. Things like, if you've ever shown up for jury duty in a Star Trek uniform, you might be a Trekkie. If you consider foam, latex, spirit gum, and chainmail a business expense, you might be a Trekkie. If you tell people that you're the alien clone love child of Mulder and Scully, that's next week on Jerry Springer, by the way. You might be a Trekkie. If you ever woke up on a Sunday afternoon in full costume in a hotel lobby with a bottle of Jack Daniels in your hand, well, in that case, you might be a Klingon, but but we're not going to get into that right now. If you have a summer home in Roswell, you might be a Trekkie. If your 8-year-old owns less toys than you do, you might be a Trekkie. If you ever mugged someone for their magic cards, you might be a Trekkie. If your dice have more sides than a Denny's menu, you might be a Trekkie. If you go to the Renaissance Festival and they won't let you leave, you might be a Trekkie. If George Lucas asks you to proofread his scripts for continuity errors.
Hey, George, here on page 81. I just don't think Yoda would tell Obi-Wan to get jiggy with it. And you're not serious about putting that Jar Jar character in there, are you? You are? You're the boss. Get her done.
Okay. If you have ever attempted the Jedi mind trick at the drive-thru window,
That'll be $13.27, sir.
You won't be charging me for this food.
I won't be charging you for this food.
And you'll throw in some extra french fries.
I'll throw in extra french fries.
And you'll give me all 32 of the collectible Star Wars toys at once.
Okay.
Thank you, drive-through.
Thank you, drive-through. Thank you.
Or, if the Jedi mind trick has ever been attempted on you at the drive-through window, like this.
That will be $13.27, sir.
These gift certificates will do fine.
No, they won't.
These gift certificates will be fine.
No, they won't. What do you think you are, waving your hand around Ronald McDonald? Get the hell out of here.
You might be a Trekkie.
If you ever attempted to talk your way out of a speeding ticket by explaining to the officer that you're just an illusion created by the Matrix.
But officer, I had to keep driving faster than 50 miles an hour or my car would explode. You might be a most excellent Trekkie.
If you ever set up a pup tent at 3 a.m. in front of Toys R Us, you might be a Trekkie. If your former wife and mother-in-law is the Duras sisters, you might be a Trekkie. If going to your room and falls descending below ground level, you might be a Trekkie. If you ever got drunk at a party, put a lampshade on your head, walked around going, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, you might be a Trekkie. If you claim to be the current incarnation of Doctor Who, you might be a Trekkie. If the bingo caller yells B5 and you say, shoot, I forgot to set my TiVo, you might be a Trekkie. If you ever had your girlfriend dress up as Xena or your boyfriend dress up as Gabrielle, you might be a Trekkie. And finally, if Leonard Nimoy ever said a sentence that contained both your name and the phrase restraining order, you just might be a Trekkie. Thank you very much. Live long and prosper, y'all. Woo!
Thank you, Luke. Great Luke Ski. Thanks, Tom. Biff, you're the best. You guys saved our butt.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21. And today I'm bringing you my favorite group, The Fump. And now I'd like to play you a double header. And the first song is by Tom Smith, and it's called Tech Support for Dad. And I can relate to this one very much.
It had been a long ass work week. It had been a long ass day. I was hoping I could just go home and sleep the night away. But the message waiting for me was the worst a man could know.
Hi there, son. Could you call me back? My computer's running slow.
There are bamboo shoots and water torture. German blondes named Gert. Films with Adam Sandler and lots of other things that hurt. But it's not my job or girlfriend that finally drove me mad. I've been on the phone long distance doing tech support for Dad. It took 7 tries to get him to the start menu and run. He had Bonzi Buddy, Comet Cursor, and QuickTime 3.1. I said I'd try to find out if his firewall had been breached. Turned out he'd bought this compact before Clinton was impeached. Service packs and driver updates, he needs every single thing. And he gets online by dial-up, so he might be done by spring. But he trusts that I can fix it, his beloved college grad. Never mind, it was in Russian, now I'm tech support for Dad.
Can't write DVDs? We can take care of this. Go to the upper left corner of the screen, and there's an icon called My Computer. Right-click on it. Right-click. Click with the right mouse button. Okay? Now, go to Device Manager. Now look for DVD drives. You don't have any DVD drives. That would be why you can't write them, Dad.
After 37 reboots and a dozen clean installs, my room is trashed, my plants are dead, and there's green slime on the walls. But his pewter's running smoothly, I can finally get away.
when he says,
"Oh yeah, son, one more thing. How do you sell stuff on eBay?"
Here's a box on all programmers putting crapware on your shelves. May you have to teach your programs to your dads by phone yourselves. There's the Normandy invasion and the siege of Leningrad, and the special hell filling in for Dell as tech support for Dad. Now I've built him a computer, nothing can get in or out. For firewalls, adamantium, and the drives are sealed with grout. And if this one starts to run slow, well, that's just too damn bad. 'Cause I'd rather shave my eyeballs than do tech support for Dad. Tech support for Dad. Tech support for Dad.
Hang on, son, your mom wants to know how to set up a web page.
More cowbell.
I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace. I obsessively add more, and they damn well better rank me in their top 24. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, so I matter on the net. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa. My friends adore my profile and my narcissistic blog, with excruciating details of my digestion and my dog.
My friends all say I'm sexy, so thank God we've never met.
'Cause I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa.
Friend me, friend me,
friend me, baby. Please, never mind that all these people are bands and fake celebrities. My 10,000 friends on MySpace give me kudos and send smiles. I pretend they're neurosurgeons, 'cause I'm afraid they're pedophiles. And don't you say the world is out there waiting, 'cause I consider that a threat. 'Cause I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa.
Friend me, friend me,
friend me, baby.
Boost my crippled
vanity. I rant and rave about the mainstream media, but ache for them to notice me.
Friend me, friend me,
oh, friend me, baby.
Click me, click me.
I sit here clicking refresh all day, and it's my favorite form of self-abuse. My parents and my counselor say I need to quit this scene for something less addictive, like methamphetamine. But my 10,000 friends on MySpace provide my only self-respect. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life.
Yeah. 10,000 friends on MySpace. 10,000 friends on MySpace. 10,000 friends on MySpace. 10,000 friends on MySpace.
10,000 friends on MySpace.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21, and I'm bringing you the group today called The Fump, and these guys are from New Jersey in the United States, and on their bio they reckon they've got too many names to list, and they're mostly TV, and they like a lot of junk food, and I can totally understand that, where they're coming from. And in the group you'll find people such as Rob Boulder, Possible Oscar, Raymond and Scum, the great Luke Ski, Tom Smith, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Robert Lund and Spaff, and some other of their crazy friends, but they call themselves The Fump, F-U-M-P, which means the Funny Music Project. And they're definitely redefining comedy music quite well. And that last song you heard on that was called 10,000 Friends on MySpace. And I thought it would be quite appropriate because I'm learning all these computer, what do they call it, jargon. So that's why I picked out some of these songs, because I can relate to the things that I've been learning lately. And now, drum roll. Here's Rick with feedback.
Thanks, Judy. And, of course, our feedback comes from Shauno, from Shaunogram, and he wrote in relation to the travel episode from last week. Holidays coming up. They actually start this week here in the States with the real Thanksgiving, which would have been on Thursday if you're hearing this as soon as this comes out. Not the fake Thanksgiving that they have in Canada. Thank you, Shauno. That's our feedback for the week. But don't forget, if you're on Facebook, Channel Irk now has a fan page on Facebook. Go to Pages and search for Channel Irk and you'll find us. And we have cracked 100 members. Excellent. So go and find us and you will find frequent updates from both myself and Judy telling you what's happening around the Channel Irk universe. Until then, here's Judy.
And thanks, Irk.
So the next thing I'd like to let everybody know, we have a new project on Channel Irk, don't we?
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes, where's those, what do they call them? Should be a drum roll.
Drum roll, yes.
Yeah. So, oh, now we have a computer that does that, you silly Billy. Woke me dog up.
Sorry, doggy.
Scared the crap out of me dog. She was asleep behind my chair, being really quiet, and so Eric does a drum roll on the table instead of pressing the button, the lazy bugger. I have a little suggestion. Christmas coming up. Yay! Instead of going out there and fighting the crowds and not knowing what to buy somebody close to you, I've got a good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelirk.com, and get into our shop. And we have over 80 items. We have men's, ladies, and even kids' things. We have a different variety of colours and styles of T-shirts, Sloppy Joes, those things they call hoodies, and even you can get a tracksuit. And also we have two types of mugs, a clock, yes I said a clock, and a carry bag. And all these items, and plenty more as well. Beautiful little white bear, one of the IrkPod carry bag. You want to give them an IrkPod shirt? Yay, why not? Good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelirk.com, and get into our shop.
Do you know what a hoodie is now?
Yes, I see enough of them on TV. All those crims wear them. So no one can see who they are.
Yeah, I saw that guy rob that shop. He was wearing a Channel Oak hoodie.
Sean, what are you doing with that hoodie on? Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed today. I've enjoyed doing it. And it's been great having Irk and I together in the studio for a change.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and bald commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFDs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales,
flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Chi Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast-obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, 'cause I'm a boob, too.
The last song you heard was called 99 Words for Boobs, and you might have heard it on IRC FM some time ago, so I liked it that much. I thought it was funny with all the different names that you guys call us girls, or our boobs. And that song was by Robert Lund.
Time for the music, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again. It's IRC FM.
Shauna, you're pretty good at commenting on IRC FM. How are you finding the music?
Well, I haven't heard any music this episode.
Freebird!
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover.
Good day, Bruce. Welcome to IRC FM.
And my husband is a peanut.
Hey, listen, I tune into IRC FM for less talk, more rock. Let's get on with it.
Ooh!
The man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson.
IRC.
Where's the chicken?
Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and today I'm bringing you a group called The Fump, and it's a funny rap songs. Nerdcore comedian Devo Spice and his friends, and the group is called The Fump, F-U-M-P, Fump. I'm not being rude, I'm trying to be funny here. So now I'd like to take you out with a song which is called Why I Won't Get You a Beer, and it's by Tom Smith.
I open the door and the light hits my face. All I see is the gore, all I feel is disgrace. For the fog of war permeates the whole place. What the hell has died in my fridge? There's eggs from last summer, cream cheese from last fall, a six-week-old soft pretzel bought at the mall. Some Ziploc blew up, there's gray crud on the wall, and it all has died in my fridge. Raise a toast to these bagels and loxes that I stuck here, and stuck's what it is. At least 7 carry-out boxes are glued to the shelf with Cheese Whiz. I no longer recognize this mayonnaise. I think this was beef with a fine demi-glaze. And the gherkins are moving in interesting ways. It's been days since I opened my fridge. There's green in the orange juice, blue in the pork. That wine bottle's trembling, better not pull the cork. And the barbecue brisket won't give back the fork. I'm a dork who must clean out his fridge. As the whole house is filled with miasma from the foodstuffs that Tom forgot, I'm just glad that I don't suffer asthma. My clothing's beginning to rot. Those chicken breast halves that I took out to thaw now violate hazardous materials law. And the hummus declared war on mother's coleslaw. I withdraw the whole mess from my fridge. Now I've scrubbed the thing white, but the stench is still there. Ancient pasta and sauerkraut scorching the air. So if you want a beer, well, it's in there somewhere. Say a prayer, crack it open a smidge. If you dare, it's right there in my fridge.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and today I'm bringing you a group called The Thump, and it's a funny rap songs. Nerdcore comedian Devo Spice and his friends. And I'd like to now play you a song off their CD, which I use on Judy's Blast from the past, and it's called Getting Old Sucks. So I thought maybe my listeners out there that don't hear Judy's Blast from the past will get an idea. I play this, just a little part of it, in my show to break up different segments, but this time we're going to give you the full song, and it's by Sudden Death.
Get old, so I was told when I was growing up. And now I'm watching it unfold as I'm showing up for work, where I have a broken chair and some carpal tunnel syndrome from too much solitaire. I remember a time not long ago when my hair was growing thicker on my head than in my nose, and my toes didn't have any hair, a weird dent. Now I'm popping Rolaids from a Pez dispenser. Everything hurts or makes a funny noise, and now I have to pay for all of my own toys. And I avoid any physical exertion. I'm amazed at the simplest task, leave me sore for days. My prospects for walking get a little bit bleaker as my butt gets larger and my knees get weaker. And I hate to admit it, but it's true, I pulled a muscle in my back while I was tying my shoe. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Say what?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
What? I have no idea what he's saying. I can't understand him one bit. Can you?
No, I can't stand him either.
You know you're getting older, things will never be the same. The day a little kid beats you in a video game, how they remember the moves and the combos and quirks, I'll never know. But hey, I remember the snorks. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, which of course made porn a lot harder to get. And our cars didn't have GPS, we had a mess of a map that you couldn't refold for crap. I used to stay out late on a date, get drunk as a skunk, stumble home, get up and feel great. Now, I'm home by 8 to watch MacGyver, and the only thing I'm drinking is for supplemental fiber. Back then I would pretend I was Captain Kirk, now I have a desk and I pretend to work. I don't wanna be a kid again or even 24 again, but it would be nice if I could get up off the floor again. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yeah.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yeah.
You can understand him now.
No, I'm just pretending to listen, like I do with my wife.
Back when I was a teenager, girls didn't go around shaking their booty, showing their boobs. There was no Girls Gone Wild. Oh God, I'm depressed.
Back when I was a boy, video games only cost a quarter, and all you were was a dot who ate other dots.
You begin to forget things like who you are, where you are, why you're where you are, how'd you get to where you are, and where the hell'd you park the car? And if you walk too far, will you need some CPR? How'd your life get so bizarre, and how the hell'd you get that scar? Your life becomes filled with more questions than answers. Like what happened to the solid gold dancers? Should I get checked for cancer? Do you know where my pants are? And what the hell's a male enhancer? I don't need fashion tips from gay men, cause finally some of my clothes are back in style again. So now I just need to be a little more svelte and get rid of this gut that's hanging over my belt. I'm checking out the hottie in the checkout line. Her name is Melanie, but it's a felony for what I have in mind. That's a plan that I don't understand, how a 30-something turns into a dirty old man. But the worst feeling is the day you realize our elected officials are just spewing real lies. One is pure evil, so you can't vote for him, but the other one couldn't teach a duck to swim. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Back in my day, Michael Jackson went on dates with Brooke Shields, and he made the most fantastical music. He was the king of pop, I tells ya. In my day, Yoda was a puppet.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and you're listening to Show 21. And I'm playing you a group today called The Fump, and it's Devo Spice. And I love this guy. I think he's fantastic. I also follow him on Facebook, and I often give him a bit of tick on there as well. I don't know whether he knows how to take me, but it doesn't seem to get any reaction, so he must take me at like a pinch of salt.
He's wrote a couple of songs and he's got some CDs out.
Maybe he can write you an album.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of that, but you... I've been stirring up Devo Spice about that. I'll keep nagging him. He'll give in the end, and he'll write me something silly just to shut me up. But I'm determined. I'm going to get him to write it.
So now I'd like to take you out with a double header. And this first one, I'll give you a bit of a laugh with this song, because I love this show. And when I seen his song relating to this, I thought, oh, I've got to play it. And it's called Scooby-Doo Blues by Raymond and Scum.
It's time for my story. My name is Scooby-Doo. I hang around with the mystery-solving crew. We cruise in our green van, just looking for the facts. And I do just about anything for a head of Scooby. What's a talking dog to do? I got that no-damn feeling, the Scooby-Doo and Doo-Man Blues. I'm partial to Shaggy, this chicken just like me. When we're supposed to be snooping, we'll go get something to eat. If we see a ghost now, we say zoinks and run away. But somehow when we screw a pig, that's when we save the day, my darling. This kind of work ain't what I choose. Scooby-Doo, the Doo-Man Blues. Our leader is Fred now, he always solves the case. And then we have Daphne, a total waste of space. And don't forget Velma, as butch as she can be. And when she loses her glasses, that poor Velma just can't see. They always say, Scooby-Doo, where are you? And I say, put your glasses on, woman, I'm right here. That's not the Scooby-Doo-Man Blues. Man, I don't know when I felt this bad. Could it be when the gator ghoul was chasing after me? Maybe it was that Hill Inspector. Red Bear's Coast, that was pretty bad. Oh, that chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, phantom, they all were bad. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Shanky's got his mojo working now. Shanky's, baby. Scrappy, my nephew you can keep. He made my show boring, so he put Scrappy to
asleep. Here's puppy power. It made me say gee whiz. Would you wash your rides with Scrappy? That's exactly what you is. Aren't you glad that I'm not you? Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have them always. My Scooby-Dooby-Dooby blues. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't go stingy on the Scooby snacks, baby. I need a full box after this. Oh no, I think I see those hollow blow charters coming my way. Who is it, Jonathan Winters? Peter Stiller? Davy Jones? I don't know, they all look alike to me now. Oh, it's not Jerry Reed, I can't stand him. It's just roll credits, we have here.
My Atari! Turn off all the lights and bask in the glory of a 2-bit sprite. I stood in line when I was 9, bought Burger Time and left the world behind. And out my speakers, Hubert speaks, won't offend my peepers cause his words are bleak. My Atari's on a stand with an uneven height, so I use my Xbox just to prop it up right. My Atari still works after all these years, from when it first appeared on sale at Sears. We'll be together forever, I named it Heather, and I'll never get sick of pushing the reset lever. My Atari! My Atari!
Yo, what's
my
up?
My Atari! Driving down the street at night, now I'm bumping and jumping to a staggering height. It always brightens up
my day,
and just last Friday
I
found myself trying to kill a frog on the highway.
You
can't go wrong with games like
Pong,
when on Pitfall the snake
bit me
in the
swamp.
And I slide left and right, I'm putting up a fight with shields waiting, landing face invaders in my sight. And now I'm just sitting here catching some bombs.
I can play while on the toilet, cause my phone is the wrong. It's my Atari! Atari. Now, me and my Atari play the illest games. I like to duck and jump over dragon flames. We slay all dragons, red, yellow, and green. And the bat carries corpses from screen to screen. I'm spacing underground when I play my game. I shoot everything, it all looks the same. I'm set on expert every game I play. Even Strawberry Shortcake has me playing all day. My Atari. Atari!
Now the games that I possess have quite a range. Myself, I've got 400 games. I play Taz a lot, till it eats his fill. And then Kool-Aid Man, when it's time to get
ill.
Donkey Kong, man, I got the high score before Mario dunked Pauline for that score.
My Atari didn't always bring good games. Pac-Man was lame, Custer's Revenge was insane. And I hope the Reese's cause an allergy for E.T. Game that brought down a whole industry. Had a party that I threw for all the boys. We played Asteroids till we got hemorrhoids. My Atari lets me play with a stick in my lap, with a couple teeth marks cause I needed a snack. Whether in a space
battle
or rustling
cattle,
you won't see me without my joystick or a paddle. My Atari.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21, and I'm bringing you the funny rap songs by nerdcore comedian Devo Spice and the group The Fump. And the last song you heard there was called My Atari, and I hope I don't know whether a lot of people out there remember an Atari game, but I remember playing them.
Welcome to Channel Irk, 5 great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk at IrkPod. Music variety at IrkFM.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
Blast from the past.
Back in my day.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Ambient noise with Echo Romeo Kilo.
Ghostbusters with the camera. If you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
And Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts in the one location, www.channelirk.com.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and today I'm bringing you a group called The Thump, and it's a funny rap songs. Nerdcore comedian Devo Spice and his friends, and you can contact this group on www.thefump.com. Now, the next song I'd like to bring you is called Electric Boogaloo. And this is a bit of a rap song, and it's by Devo himself.
Now you can say a lot about a guy like me. I'm a spazzy fanboy watching too much TV, collecting action figures, comic books and such, and I like Wonder Woman just a little too much. But there is one thing you would be very mistaken to question my devotion. It will never be shaken. If you do, you'll see my wrath and then you'll be quaking. To put it plain and simply, I love Kevin Bacon. I put bacon on my wishlist when I ordered DVDs. I saw bacon sing with Big Bird when I learned my ABCs. I saw bacon fight a creature that came right up through the ground, but in the many sequels he was nowhere to be found. I watch bacon all alone, I watch bacon in a group, I watch bacon on my iPod while I'm trying to make a poop. I watch bacon play a psycho or a woman or a frog, then I'll write a new review and you can read it in my blog. Bacon is so awesome and so handsome and so slick. Bacon could play every damn buddy in the flick. Bacon is so great, he had so many huge hits. Bacon is the man that I want raising all my kids.
Two thumbs up.
If you say I like him too much, but I say the hell with that. As I'm feeding Kevin Bacon, yes, that's what I name my cat. I just saw him again with a couple hot chicks, and the movie came to me thanks to good old Netflix. So call me a freak, an obsessive little geek, and I'll pull out my naked photo and won't let you take a peek. He does movies and the theater, it even writes some songs, and I learned them also on his tour. I can sing along. I watch Bacon in the morning, I watch Bacon in the night. I have pictures in my bathtub, so he's never out of sight. I can make a personal connection now with ease. I can link myself to Bacon when I'm playing 6 Degrees. I recorded a bit about J-Lo for a Raymond and Scum song. Raymond and Scum's lead singer is Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith directed Stupid Teenagers Must Die with Lindsay Garrett. Lindsay Garrett was in The Comebacks with Jim Cody Williams. Jim Cody Williams was in Rails and Ties with Kevin Bacon.
Two thumbs up.
Could it be a big conspiracy? He takes so many roles. Bacon played a flatliner who woke up angry souls. Bacon shows more often than those orange traffic cones. Maybe there's a guy who's making lots of bacon clones. Bacon was an astronaut who went up in Apollo. Bacon played a man who turned out to be hollow. Bacon's always gracious every time he meets a fan. Thankfully, he didn't play Becky on Roseanne. Bacon never takes a role just to make a buck. Bacon didn't star in Transformers because it sucked. In some of his releases, he's been blown to pieces, but he wasn't down with any of the Star Wars re-releases. Bacon told Titanic not to make a stupid film. Bacon's normal, so he has no use for Dr. Phil. Bacon always plays his role with such a great aplomb. Bacon was a victim who got killed by Jason's mom. Bacon proved to Nicholson he could handle the truth. Bacon's only flaw is that he's never done a spoof. The song stopped. What the hey?
It was a writer's strike, so I got nothing to say.
Bacon is the master, he's what life is all about. Bacon is the only reason that I leave my house. Bacon is the leader of the only bacon church. Bacon will be found by anyone willing to search. Bacon, 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 show me more. Bacon, 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 bacon encore.
So you want to see that movie that starts at 8:04?
As if I have the time to watch movies anymore! Bacon!
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21, and we're playing you The Thump with funny rap singer Devo Spice, who calls himself a nerdcore comedian. And now I'd like to play you a doubleheader, and the first song is by Devo Spice, and it's called PC Halloween.
Thank you.
letter to say they had a way of making Halloween better and safer and more fun for everyone involved and completely non-offensive. It makes sense. Problem solved. I didn't know there was a problem, but okay. And this probably won't affect my plans in any way, so let's see what they say. I read a little more, saw my kids could only trick-or-treat from 3 o'clock to 4. Decoration limit, 2 pumpkins per yard. And knives are dangerous, so they can't be carved. And no devils, or anything satanic or morose. And even nothing made of satin, cause it sounds too close. To make sure nobody gets offended or upset, we got some guidelines here for what costumes you can get. No witches, they promote witchcraft, as does Harry Potter, Bewitched, and The Wizard of Oz. No aliens, monsters, mutants, or cannibals, or werewolves. Promote cruelty to animals. Vampires might make a kid too scared, and zombies are offensive to the living impaired. No Freddy, no Jason, in fact they can't be characters from films they aren't old enough to see. No commercial characters like SpongeBob or Superman, and no ghosts, the sheets look too much like the Klan. Figure skaters show way too much skin, and Dora the Explorer is an illegal alien. Okay, so how about a duck? Anyone got a problem with my kid dressing up like a duck? Huh? We can't give out candy cause it makes the kids fat. Just stickers and fruit and maybe that granola crap. I was stunned. Is this really how they want it run? It's politically correct and not a damn bit of fun.
I'm sorry, we can't allow that sound effect because it's too scary and might be upsetting to some of our younger listeners. No, I'm sorry. The evil laughter perpetuates the stereotype of the mad scientist. Oh, well, that's just sexist. Why does the victim always have to be female?
Surprisingly, with all the things I said we couldn't do, the letter didn't say a word about bags of flaming poo. So guess what I got planned, and I hope they understand, cause I'm throwing my own party and it will get out of hand. No one will be allowed in, unless they are wearing a costume guaranteed to offend. Maybe something like a walking pair of breast implants, or a priest with an altar boy hanging from his pants. People showed up, and I was very impressed with my guests, and how they decided to dress. There's Jess, she came as a messed up slut. And there's George Lucas with a lightsaber up his butt. And there's the most evil creature they say, a lawyer for the RIAA. And I dressed up like the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. But the little bugger scares the crap out of me.
Now, do you really think a reanimated corpse is suitable for children? Okay, that's better, but can you try something a little friendlier? Yes, that's perfect. Now you've got it. Did you guys see Devo Spice's party?
Yeah, it was awesome. I went as a soldier.
It was disgraceful and completely against the rules.
It was awful.
Next year, we're going to have to just ban Halloween for good and go right to Christmas, that time of year.
That sounds like a good idea, but how shall we go about it?
Simple. We allow the residents to hang up their holiday decorations at the beginning of October.
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, moving on. Unit number 47's front door is off-white, not white. This is against the rules. I vote we fine them $500 per day until they get it replaced. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Now, the tree in front of Unit 23 started changing colors 4 days before the rest of the trees in the neighborhood. This flagrant disregard for the rules cannot go unpunished. I move that we make them tear it down and replace it with another tree that is on the proper fall foliage schedule.
Intersexy pink top again. She's a perfect 10. She's my dream girl, fantasy girl, the one I love, and the reason that I've worn a hole in that glove. Days go by and I try to say hi, but I'm way too shy, scared of the reply. So I go to Plan B to get her noticing me. I wrote a poem on her door called Otis and Me. Otis is my cat. And damn her, she didn't reply, she just corrected my grammar. I tried to juggle dribbles and she didn't even look. I guess I couldn't catch her eye without a fish hook. So I'm looking in her window trying not to get caught. I see her watching the show, this gives me a thought. If I could find some way to do what they do, maybe she will go with me. So now I'm Mythbuster, I have to be. I grew a mustache way cooler than Jamie's. I made up a list of some myths and stuff.
Then I found a place where I could blow them up. Myth one, every ISP has government spies to watch terrorist activity in the community. Deny it all you want, there are thousands of terrorists in Rutland, Vermont. Then I moved on to some harder ones about microwaves, nuns, and particle guns. I blew them up good, and that's when I saw the piece of my thumb was missing again. So what was the result after all these cases? The hospital knows me on a first-name basis, but the girl still doesn't know me from Adam, or Jamie, or Carrie, or Buster Dagnabbo. Was looking for volunteers, and before I knew what I had gotten myself into, I was on the set with Jamie and Adam.
So, tell me about this myth.
Okay, it's simple. The myth is that if a nerd talks to a hot girl in a non-fast food ordering environment, that his head will explode.
Sounds right up our alley, especially the exploding part. So how do we test this?
Well, we have a volunteer nerd, and we're going to set him up on a blind date with Carrie.
All right, let's do it.
Our nerd has been told he's meeting one of the show's producers at this fancy French restaurant. Let's see what happens when Carrie shows up.
Hi, I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. So where are you from?
I like a 10-piece McNugget meal. Super size.
I don't think they have McNuggets here. I think the shrimp scampi is good, though. I think I'll try that.
Thank you. Drive-thru.
You're cute. Where'd you say you were from again?
As soon as our nerd tries to say something non-fast food related, he blows his top.
Well, his head didn't explode.
I don't know. That vomit was pretty explosive. I'm prepared to call this myth plausible.
I could live with that.
Wanna be alone, but I find myself fending off freaks on the phone. Talk shows, news, and a couple old friends wanna talk. Well, I just wanna plot my revenge. It'll take time, but her show will be fine when I go savage on Adam and kick Jamie in the hymen. I'll be nice to Carrie, maybe give her some employment, but I'm keeping Buster for my personal enjoyment. I was humiliated as can be when the girl walked by me and smiled at me. She said that she wanted me to know that it was her favorite show, but she thought what they did was pretty low. I think I just grunted. I'm not really sure, cause the whole episode is kind of a blur. But she said I should come to visit her to watch a show sometime. I said, yeah, that would be fine.
Mythbusters!
I'm guessing that means you like me.
Mythbusters!
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and you're listening to Show 21. Today I'm bringing you a group called The Fump by Devo Spice. And he calls himself a funny rap singer, a nerdcore comedian. And I'll leave that up to you. And the last song you heard there by Devo Spice was called Busted. Now I'm taking you along to the last song of the night, and this one really I can relate to because it's a new thing that I've just gotten into on the computer, and it's a song called Why Are You Friending Me on Facebook, and it's by Devo.
You exist. Now I see your friends online with the guy you cheated with. I knew our relationship was over for sure the day you dumped me on my ass like a truck of manure. I dealt with it by never talking about you again. So why in God's name would I want you as a friend? Why are you friending me on Facebook, dude? I remember who you are and I don't want to be rude, but in middle school we weren't exactly very close. In fact, I seem to remember that you broke my nose. Daily beatings were our only interactions, except for that month I was in traction. I remember when those friends of yours held me down on the mat. I don't remember much of anything after that. So why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. see from you. I know what your status is at any given time. I don't need to read it on that screen of mine. Seeing it would just be a reminder from you of how little work you actually do. You know, it was bad enough I had to go and help our boss set up a profile. All the hours I lost. Do you have any idea of the pain in my head from when I had to explain how to use the web? I put up with your stupidity from 9 to 5. Beyond that, I don't even want to know you're alive. So forgive me if I don't accept your friend request. But believe me, it's really for the best. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook. Now I got a bunch of friends and we keep in touch, which is fine, but sometimes it can be a bit much. Like, I appreciate the invite to the concert for your band, but I have to work tomorrow when the show is in Japan. And how many group invites must I ignore before you don't send them to me anymore? There are groups about soup, hula hoops, and poop, but I did break down and finally joined the Angry Cup group. But now I kinda like the whole group thing because I can guilt you all into signing up for my cause. I don't wanna help the homeless or save endangered cheetahs. I want Wendy's to bring back the chicken Caesar pita. Why are you friending me on Facebook? At least when it's MySpace, I know they'll try to sell their crappy beats. If you think I give a damn, you must be joking me. Who the hell are you, and why are you poking me? You claim to be my father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's, former roommate. That's great, it doesn't make us soulmates. Just because I have a Kevin Bacon-style connection with you, it doesn't mean I want to play Scrabble with you. So I'm gonna find your wall, and you know what I'm gonna write? That you were great in bed, and I had fun last night. Just to see the reaction that your wife will have. Oh, you're a fan, and you saw me on the phone. My bad. Sure, everyone's welcome. Come along. Kindly disregard what I said in the song. If you wanna be my friend, well, that's fine with me. Cause I'll be rocking Facebook till I'm 93.
Welcome back to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show 21. And today I brought you a group called The Fump by Devo Spice and his friends. And they're a funny rap group, and he calls himself a nerdcore comedian. But I'll leave that up to you to decide whether you think he's a nerdcore or not. I think he's a nice guy myself. And I'm still waiting for my elephant song, Devo. I keep stirring him on Facebook every time he comes up saying he's going to write some new songs. And I keep saying, I want an elephant song. And he laughs at me. He thinks I'm joking. But I'm dead serious, Devo. So when you listen to this show, take it from me. I want an elephant song. Okay? I think I deserve you to write me a song about elephants. So I'd like to thank the group for letting me play their songs. You can go to PodSafe Music Network and download all these songs, and they have quite a lot of different types of songs. And believe me, I had fun picking these out. So I thought today I'd pick some songs that sort of I can relate to in a way. So I hope you've enjoyed today. I've enjoyed picking these out and putting them together. And I'd like you, if you have any feedback or information, you can contact us on www.channelerk.com, or you can leave me your response on judysblast@gmail.com. And I would like to thank my son Erk for all his hard work. People don't understand what happens behind the scenes of putting these shows together. Believe me, it's not easy, and I've been learning a lot, and I'm enjoying it. It can be frustrating at times, but I'm still enjoying putting these shows together. And as Shauno tells me, when you get bored with it or get fed up with it, that's when you give it away. So I'll be on it for a little while longer yet, Shauno. And so I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. And next week, we're going to go different again. And this time next week, it's going to be a variety of instrumental music by a piano man guy called Jeff Smith. So thanks for listening, and it's good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.